Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Ashley Summers was a lovable, easygoing child growing up in Cleveland, Ohio. As she entered her teenage years, however, Ashley developed a bit of a rebellious streak. At 13 years old, she also began dating a 16-year-old, something her family definitely didn't approve of. Ashley also began to fight daily with her stepfather. Ashley, with a large and close-knit family in the area, would go to stay with her grandmother for the summer of 2007. Her grandmother lived in Cleveland also, as did several of Ashley's aunts, uncles, and cousins. Even though Ashley wasn't staying at her mother's house at this time, she still stayed in touch with her mom daily. On July 9th, 2007, Ashley's mom, Jennifer, couldn't reach her daughter on her cell phone that day. She began to call around to different family members and see if Ashley might be with them, or if they knew where she possibly was. The next day was spent trying to find Ashley. Since Ashley had been having some rebellious issues as of late, her mom first believed that she was likely with a friend or with one of her cousins. Ashley's family also learned that on the morning of July 9th, Ashley had had an argument with her uncle, which resulted in her cell phone being broken. This explained why no one could reach her and why no one was hearing back from her. Finally, after not being able to track down her daughter for several days, she called authorities to report her as missing. Unfortunately, as we see with a lot of teenagers in these cases, law enforcement took the report, but they listed her as a runaway and they didn't do anything to find her, at least in the beginning. There would be some occasional sightings that would come in of Ashley, but Ashley remained missing. Where is Ashley Nicole Summers? Hello, and welcome back to the Where Are They podcast and another unsolved missing persons case. Ashley Summers vanished in 2007, but authorities believed she was a runaway and they put very little effort into her case. This always baffles me because she was just 14 years old, still very much a child. Even if she had run away, she could still be in danger and at risk on the streets. Are we just supposed to let these children live on the streets on their own at age 14? I'll never understand why these cases get dismissed as much as they do. These children are vulnerable out there in the world. They are susceptible to things like human trafficking, and they're at risk for drugs and crime as they try to find a way to live on their own. They still need our help. We should not label them as runaways and then just ignore it. In the case of Ashley Summers, I truly don't believe she was a runaway. But even if she was, this young girl needed help, needs help. Before we get into Ashley's story, I want to give a shout out and a welcome to Christina, our newest Patreon member. Thank you so much for joining us, for supporting us, and helping us share as many of these stories as we can. A reminder, you can find all of our social media links in the show notes, as well as my contact information. Please feel free to reach out anytime with any feedback or case suggestions. Now, let's get into the story of Ashley Summers. Ashley Nicole Summers was born on June 16, 1993, in Cleveland, Ohio. She was the first child of her mother, Jennifer, and she was surrounded by many aunts, uncles, and cousins, all whom lived nearby. Eventually, Jennifer would go on to have four more children, and Ashley loved being a big sister. She enjoyed taking care of them and playing with them, and in turn, they all looked up to her too. Ashley also stayed close to her mom. They had a very tight relationship. Jennifer referred to Ashley as her best friend. They went shopping together. They loved staying up late and watching television together. But as Ashley grew into a teenager, she became a little rebellious, something that is really not that unusual for a lot of young teenagers. She began talking back a little, and her mom caught her taking money from her purse. And the final straw was when Ashley decided to sneak a boy back to her house. When her mom found out, she was furious. Ashley wasn't even 14 yet, and her mom felt she was much too young to be dating. The boy she was seeing was a 16-year-old boy from the neighborhood, a boy named Gene. Ashley and her mother began to butt heads even more, and in the summer of 2007, after Ashley came home with a tattoo of Gene's name, they decided together that Ashley should go stay with her grandmother for a while. Now, as I mentioned, Ashley had a very close-knit family. They all agreed that they would all look out for Ashley and help each other. They all lived on the west side of Cleveland. Many of the cousins and relatives walked to each other's houses often, and they always spent a lot of time together. It seemed like a good idea for Ashley to go stay with her grandmother for a bit, and yet Ashley's mom could stay in touch with her and see her regularly. Although the summer of 2007 started out a little rough for Ashley and her family, they did have hopes that things would get better and that they could continue to do all of the fun summer activities that they always do, such as go to amusement parks, having cookouts, and staying up late. And for a short time, things were going well. Ashley seemed to be doing better at her grandmother's house and being a little bit more respectful. The disappearance. In July 2007, Ashley was bouncing back and forth between her grandmother's house and her Uncle Kevin's house. Uncle Kevin was the house where many of the cousins gathered to hang out. It seems that Uncle Kevin was that cool uncle, and everyone wanted to spend their days there. His house was also close to several other family members within walking distance. The dates of these next events are up for debate, different files referencing different dates. For instance, the Charlie Project says the date in question was July 9th, 2007, but the FBI files state it was July 7th or July 8th. And Wikipedia has it as happening on July 4th, 2007. But whichever date it was, this is what happened. That morning, Ashley spent some time swimming in a relative's swimming pool. She would also argue with her Uncle Kevin that morning, which somehow resulted in her cell phone being broken. Around 6 o'clock p.m., Ashley decided to leave her Uncle Kevin's house and walk to her aunt's house, which was about a mile away. The interesting thing is, Ashley took her backpack with her belongings. Meanwhile, that day, Ashley's mother, Jennifer, had been trying periodically to reach Ashley, but Ashley wasn't answering. And this was really not typical, and Jennifer was becoming frustrated. The next day, she continued to try and reach her daughter, on and off all day, and still no response. Jennifer's frustration was turning into worry. Jennifer called Kevin to find out what was going on. Kevin told her that Ashley had left the night before to walk to an aunt's house and that she didn't have her phone because it had been broken. Jennifer checked in with the aunt, but she told Jennifer that Ashley had never come over at all. As her worry began to grow, Jennifer reached out to Gene, the boy Ashley had been seeing. Gene said that he hadn't seen Ashley in a while. He'd actually been out of town at a family reunion. The family started calling around to other family members and friends to try and track down Ashley. At first, they believed she must just be with a friend, maybe even a friend that they don't know, Ashley was known for bouncing all over. Jennifer was concerned that Ashley had not found a way to reach out to her yet, even though she didn't have her phone. The entire family would spend a couple of days searching on their own before finally deciding to call in the authorities and report her as missing. Ashley Summers had disappeared. The search. Authorities took the information regarding Ashley's disappearance, but they didn't put too much effort into it. Because of her history told to them by family members, they believed her to be a runaway and she was listed as such. Law enforcement did speak to Gene, who again confirmed that he was out of town at a family reunion. It seemed to be Ashley's family that were the ones pounding the pavement searching for Ashley, handing out flyers, and hanging them up all around their West Cleveland neighborhood. As the weeks went on, however, they noticed something weird was happening. As soon as they would put up these missing person posters and flyers, somebody was going behind them and tearing them all down. Why would someone be taking Ashley's missing person posters down? In August, just a month after Ashley went missing, her mother received a phone call from an unknown number. The caller simply said something like, "Hi, Mom, it's me. I'm fine." And then hung up. For some reason, that call wouldn't be attempted to be traced for several months. In November of 2007, Ashley's grandparents were driving through Cleveland when they saw a young girl walking on the side of the road. Something about the way the girl was walking and her mannerisms caught their attention. As they were watching the girl, this girl turned around to look at them, and her grandmother's heart stopped. It looked so much like Ashley. The girl held their gaze for a minute as they passed, leading them both to believe that it might have been Ashley and she recognized them. They quickly turned the car around to follow this girl, but she had turned down a side street and vanished. The young girl had short blonde hair instead of the longer brown hair that Ashley had. However, the family had been hearing rumors of Ashley living on the streets and that she had cut her hair short and dyed it blonde. Since the girl disappeared and they couldn't find her, they would never know if it was indeed Ashley. Finally, after almost a year of no clues and very little movement in her case at all, the FBI finally got involved in Ashley's case. It is speculated that the events happening in Cleveland were what drove the FBI to get involved. In 2003, Amanda Berry, a 16-year-old West Cleveland teenager, vanished while walking home from work. The very next year, 2004, Gina DeJesus also went missing from the same neighborhood also where Ashley Summers lived. Gina was just 14 years old, the same age as Ashley. Did West Cleveland have a serial kidnapper on the prowl? Were these disappearances related? The FBI were the ones that wanted to try and trace that phone call her mother had received almost a year ago, but too much time had gone by and Jennifer couldn't remember the exact date that phone call happened. But finally, it seemed authorities were taking Ashley's disappearance seriously. It seemed something was going on in Cleveland, Ohio. May 6th, 2013. This is a date that will live on in Cleveland, Ohio's history. On the morning of May 6th, 2013, Angel Cordero heard screaming coming from outside their Seymour Avenue home. They went outside to investigate and they found a young woman crying out for help. Angel, however, didn't speak English and couldn't understand what this girl was asking for. While this was happening, another neighbor saw the commotion and came over to help. This man, Charles Ramsey, called 911 for the girl. This girl told him that her name was Amanda Berry and that she had been missing for 10 years. Law enforcement converged on the scene and discovered two other grown women living in the home and a child. They found Gina De Jesus, who had been missing since 2004, and another young missing Cleveland woman, Michelle Knight. While Gina and Amanda's story made the news regularly, and all Clevelanders knew the names Amanda Berry and Gina De Jesus, people were not as familiar with the story of Michelle Knight. Major news networks from all over converged on Cleveland, Ohio as these girls were rescued. Ashley Summers' family had often thought her disappearance might have been connected to Gina's and Amanda's. And when they heard about this discovery, they hoped that maybe this would bring their Ashley back. This home where this was taking place on Seymour Avenue was less than 2 miles from the area where Ashley vanished from. Their hope increased even more when they were told that a third unidentified girl had been found. Rumors quickly began to circulate that it was Ashley Summers. Sadly for the Summers family, however, that would turn out to be not the case. As the young women were freed, a man by the name of Ariel Castro was arrested for their kidnapping. Castro was also the father of the young child found in the home, a child he fathered with Amanda Berry. This horrific event has been covered extensively, and Castro would end up taking his own life while in custody. There was never a trial. The home at 2207 Seymour Avenue would end up being demolished. In 2015, another lead came in when a photo went viral of a girl at an ATM machine in Rhode Island. This girl's photo was being pushed all over the news to try and identify her, and as soon as those in Cleveland saw it, they believed it looked just like Ashley. Even family and some law enforcement agreed. However, eventually the girl would be tracked down, and it was determined she was not Ashley Summers. The next big event in Ashley's case occurred a couple of years later. On December 4th, 2018, Kevin Donathan, also known as Uncle Kevin, was arrested and charged with rape and battery. He would be convicted and sentenced to 35 years in prison. Kevin admitted guilt in those charges, but he is steadfast when he says that he had nothing to do with Ashley's disappearance, as some have accused him of. Law enforcement did end up searching Kevin's home and property, but turned up no sign or no evidence of Ashley Summers. Authorities have said that he is not a suspect in her case. Another investigation took place at West 43rd Avenue and Train Avenue, where authorities conducted a search and a property dig. They did find some bones there, which once sent to the lab, they were determined to be animal bones. Nothing else was found during this search, and the FBI has not said what led them to search that particular area. West Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland is a very culturally diverse city that sits on the banks of Lake Erie. It is known for its restaurant scene, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the professional sports teams of the Cleveland Browns, Cleveland Cavaliers, and Cleveland Guardians, to name a few. The city is culturally diverse with all ethnicities and all religions. Currently, the population of Cleveland sits at just over 350,000 residents. The city is easily separated by the Cuyahoga River, with the west side of the river being known as the West Side. This is where Ashley lived with her family. When she first disappeared, her file noted that the last sighting of Ashley occurred at West 96th Street and Madison. This is a residential area with some small businesses filtered throughout. The walk to Lake Erie from this intersection would be an easy one, about 2 miles, to get to Edgewater Beach, a very popular swimming beach and park. Being that Ashley's disappearance took place midsummer in broad daylight, there had to be people out and about everywhere that day. People had to see Ashley. After Uncle Kevin's arrest, the FBI took another look at Ashley's case. They determined, from what they call a credible source or credible evidence, that Ashley's last known whereabouts were not actually 96th and Madison, but rather West 44th Street and Trowbridge. This area is completely residential, and it's about 3 miles from 96th and Madison. West 43rd and Train Avenue was the area where investigators conducted that dig search, but only unearthed animal bones. This part of town is mostly residential again, with some railroad tracks running along one side. We don't know exactly what led the FBI to that particular area. Cleveland is no stranger to crime. It is also no stranger to runaway teenagers. From NeighborhoodScout.com. With a crime rate of 60 per 1,000 residents, Cleveland has one of the highest crime rates in America compared to all communities of all sizes, from the smallest towns to the very largest cities. One's chance of becoming a victim of either a violent or a property crime here is 1 in 17. Authorities in Cleveland state that they receive several reports of missing children each week, and over 90% of them are found in the first 24 hours, most of them being runaways. They also claim they don't have the manpower and resources to devote to each case as it should be, leaving families to do a lot of the legwork themselves. This is something that is not specific to Cleveland, however. This is pretty much every large police force in the country. The questions. Authorities haven't said much in the way of what evidence or information they do have on Ashley Summers' disappearance, but I have many questions. Not much has really been followed up on regarding the boyfriend. Has he officially been cleared? If Ashley's last sighting was indeed West 44th and Trowbridge, who was it that saw her there? Was she alone? Did she have her backpack with her? Which direction was she walking? Have any of her belongings ever been found? Does Uncle Kevin have any additional information on who she might have been with or where she might have been going, seeing as she never made it to her aunt's house that night? What do you think happened to Ashley Summers? Do you think she ran away, or is it more likely that she ran into foul play, or maybe even had an accident somewhere and we just haven't found her? Ashley is described as a Caucasian female standing 5'5" tall and weighing around 130 pounds when she was last seen in July of 2007. She had shoulder-length brown hair and blue eyes. It was believed that she was wearing a black shirt, blue jeans, and white sneakers. Ashley has a tattoo on her right arm of a heart with the name Jean on it. That's Jean spelled G-E-N-E. Ashley was 14 years old when she went missing and would today be 30 years old. Anyone with any information on the whereabouts of Ashley Summers is asked to please contact the Cleveland Police Department at 216-623-5005. Thank you so much for listening to Ashley's story today. Ashley vanished at just 14 years old and left her mother and her entire extended family wondering what happened to her. Please share her story and let's keep eyes on her case. While it is possible that Ashley ran away, it's also possible that something bad happened to her. Either way, her family deserves answers. Thank you also for supporting our show and our mission here at the podcast. If you've made it this far and would like to help us reach more people, please share the show and leave us a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. Missing person cases are a numbers game, as someone out there often knows something. Sometimes they don't even know what they know, or sometimes they may be afraid to come forward. Crime Stoppers can always take anonymous tips. If you have a tip, just look up Crime Stoppers in your area or the area where the crime or event took place. And yes, you can truly remain anonymous. If you have any case suggestions for us or any feedback at all, please send me a message anytime. You can find all of my contact information in the show notes. You can also use the Contact Us form on our website, which you can find at wherearethepodcast.com. Thank you again for tuning in to Ashley's story today. We will be back again very soon with another unsolved missing persons story. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save your